Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, and it is time to feel the burn deep, deep down. Stu, it's time for five burning questions. Let it run.
All right, Ken. On Monday afternoon, the Nationals and Giants got into a nasty brawl after Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland beamed Bryce Harper, who then tossed his bat and threw his helmet towards Strickland and charged him. Both players landed punches on each other, and most members of both teams were involved in the scrum. However, most notably missing was Giants catcher Buster Posey, who stood there as Harper charged his pitcher. Do you take issue with Posey not restraining Harper and not getting involved in the brawl?
Yeah, because one, a catcher, and I brought this up with a caller earlier. I think it was Ronnie in Boston who brought it up. Because, and I don't know why I wanted to talk about that at the beginning, but it was a good call and it was a good thought because he thought that they should get rid of the fights. And I said, well, your first policeman right there for the fight is the catcher. And he's a guy who watched Carlton Fisk play, where Carlton Fisk could dole out justice with the best of them. And he wasn't afraid to mix it up. And a lot of guys, you'll see this, a catcher will stand in front of a batter, and even if he's not a tough guy, he can calm things down and kind of cool the jets and get them off the first base and that have that be the end of it. But if you know that two teams are going to go after it, you're the guy with the face mask on, and I know the concussion things and that. People want to bring that up. There's a way that you have to be either out there or you have to do something to pull somebody away from your pitcher or something like that where you have to be out there for your team. And to kind of sideswipe it and sidestep it, I thought it was really silly. I thought it was a bit yellow. You're out there. You got to do it. Do it. It's an ugly part of the game. I know. And I hate baseball fights because I think most of them are terrible, with the exception of a certain few. There was a time where I'm sure baseball fights were great. But over the last 30 years, you can name about three, maybe four, that were actually legitimate. The rest are a bunch of guys shoving each other around. They might cuss here and there. Maybe a couple of guys will get into a fracas. But other than that, it usually gets extinguished pretty quickly. You got to be in it. It's part of, if we're talking about unwritten rules, that's an unwritten rule. And it was a bad look by Buster. Next.
Phil Mickelson announced this weekend that he plans to skip the U.S. Open in 2 weeks in order to attend his daughter's high school graduation. Do you blame Mickelson for missing a major tournament like the U.S. Open to attend a graduation of a child?
Well, some people were hot over this, and I didn't understand why. Now, for the PGA, it's bad for the PGA because they need guys. If Phil's in, people will watch. It's not Tiger, obviously, but he's a personality, and he's a great golfer, and people really like Phil Mickelson. And so if he's in it, people will watch, so you lose a little bit of rating there. But for him, isn't he doing what we all do? Don't we all work so we have that type of privilege where we can start to, after a while, not do as much as what we did? And Phil Mickelson's the same as anybody. And a lot of guys do that, even in sports. You know, they'll take days off. They'll start to take days off. They'll start to have a little bit more leeway. Other players will play differently with them. And in a singular sport like golf, even though it might be the ultimate sport where you're battling the course and yourself and you really can't play your opponent straight up, because when you start to play your opponent straight up, you might make some mistakes. For him, if he wants to take time off, he's obviously made enough money, he can do so. So if anybody wants to complain, I guess they can go pound sand. He can do whatever he wants. He's been in it long enough. He's been an entertaining figure in it long enough. Yeah, if he wants to take this U.S. Open off, fine. Go ahead and do it. Next.
Angel slugger Albert Pujols hit his 600th career home run on Saturday night. Only eight other players have reached 600 home runs in their careers. Pujols also has three MVP awards, has led the league in home runs twice, and has a .308 career batting average despite not hitting over 300 since 2010. Two-part question, are we not making as big of a deal of this as we should be? And part two is, where does Albert Pujols rank among the greatest right-hand hitters that you've seen?
Well, he's a fabulous right-hand hitter. I asked RJ Anderson about this earlier. You can find out that more on that interview at CBSSportsRadio.com. But I can't believe that's it. Since 2000, he hasn't hit over 300 in almost 7 years.
That is correct.
You think about how great Albert Pujols has been, where it takes nearly 7 years, and he's still at, what, 308?
308, yep.
That is unbelievable how good of a hitter Albert Pujols has been throughout his career. He's not on a team that's really good. If he was still with the Cardinals, who knows how much of a shot that they would have, but that's a bigger baseball town than what L.A. is. And I think that, and maybe it's just me being in the Midwest, I think the Cardinals have a bigger national footprint than what the Angels do. Am I wrong by saying that, Stu?
No, I definitely agree with that, yeah.
100%. So you have a technically a bigger baseball market, even though the market's certainly not the size of L.A., but the Cardinals have a much larger, I think, national footprint than what the Angels do. Good God, you have Mike Trout playing for that team, too. And he hasn't been that good over the last couple of years. He's gotten older. It's almost like he's just winding down the career and winding it down throughout whatever's left with the Angels. Yeah, it's just kind of a dud. And it's a shame because he is one of the premier hitters of his generation. Where you go that long without hitting over 300 and you're still over 300 lifetime, that's an incredible career. I don't care. I don't want to hear anything about the roids or anything like that. He's done an incredible job during his career. I hope that he makes amends with most of the Cardinal fans out there. That'd be something that's really nice. He left for some money. He got two rings. What the hell are you going to do? Next.
Kansas State's football program was in the news this week as head football coach Bill Snyder denied wide receiver Corey Sutton from being released of his scholarship. The school has since released Sutton from the program, allowing him to transfer, but plenty of players before haven't been able to transfer from the school that they want. Should college football programs be allowed to block transfers to certain schools?
I want to say no. I want to say no, but yes, they should. Because that happens in real life. If I get fired today, I can't just go walk across the street tomorrow. I have to wait 6 months. You understand what I'm saying? So if it happens in real life, well, I want to fight it and I want to get into it. That's part of the agreement of what it is. I think that they should be able to. People argue with me on that, but if it happens in real life, then it's a possibility that it should happen in college football. So begrudgingly, even though it doesn't seem fair to the kid, and it's not, still happens, I'll say yes. Next.
Finally, last week, former NFL quarterback and now Seahawks radio analyst Warren Moon told Brian Weber and Cordell Stewart of NFL No Huddle on TuneIn Radio that he believes the Seahawks are still having a hangover from their Super Bowl loss to the Patriots more than 2 years ago. Do you believe a team can still be suffering from a Super Bowl hangover more than a year after the fact?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that if you have a lot of veterans on that team, and over time, and this is what's going to happen with Pete Carroll here, and you're seeing this with Richard Sherman. Now, if he's in lockstep with the quarterback and the quarterback's doing well, then that's fine. But if you look in Seattle and you see this here, Stu, that if Richard Sherman's already starting to call out Pete Carroll, and if Russell Wilson isn't doing very well, then things start to backfire, and then the voice can start to go away. For what Seattle's doing, yeah, they can still make the playoffs. They're playing in a weak division for the most part there. They still got a really good defense. I still don't think Russell Wilson's as bad as what people want to say he is. I still think he's a very good quarterback. So they can just make hay of it and go out and win. But if they're not winning to that degree and not meeting that, that's more frustrating over time. And then the way they lost that, yes, absolutely, that could play into their psyche getting ready for this season. Yes, I got to agree. Richard Sherman can be a goof, but he can be very thoughtful, and he speaks a lot, and sometimes people are tired of hearing him speak, and sometimes I'm guilty of it. But the guy makes a lot of good, valid points, I have to say. So I think that that can happen not just to the Seahawks. I think that can happen to a lot of teams out there as we start to think about that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.